believe. It's very clear from the both the Epistle and Gospel for the Sunday that the theme is about faith. The days are evil, as St. Paul says at the beginning of his epistle, and we can really apply that to the atheistic world that we live in. How does the modern world define faith? Well, faith to the modern world can usually be defined as believing in something just to comfort yourself because you don't really know the answer. That is the modern interpretation of faith. It might also be described as an emotional leap into the dark, an escape from reality, a comforting fantasy. That is how people of the world view faith. And the world is very enticing. The people around us, the media, it's practically impossible to say that we don't get a little bit of this on us. There's a little bit of these temptations that flow through our mind because we live in the world and we are around such people. So it's important for us to exercise our faith, to keep it alive, to keep it growing every day. Because the world is trying to break it down constantly. The world does not believe. Now it's important, I think, to bring up a point more concretely about the differences maybe between a man and a woman, why they might struggle with having a deep faith. What are some things that a man might struggle with? What is something that a woman might struggle with? Because we see it in our world, all over the place. Why? Well, starting with men, I think men struggle with faith because naturally men, they have a desire, a natural desire, a natural inclination to be independent and self-reliant, to provide. That is the man's job. It's obviously abnormal for the man to not have that inclination, but we see that a lot in our modern world as well. This whole generation or concept of soft men, that idea is very prevalent in our fallen society. But faith, to a man as he should be, there is this contrast between a man that needs to provide and needs to do and needs to act, between that and surrender to God, trusting that God is going to take care of everything. That is primarily where men struggle with faith the most. They find it difficult to let go of their ambitions and things that they have to do, and they fail to realize that without God's grace, they are nothing. So that's primarily something that affects men with regard to faith. How might a woman struggle with faith? Well, generally speaking, women, they more deeply grapple with the problem of suffering than a man does. Men do too, but this is generally applied to women because they have a higher and deeper capacity for a deep emotional love, more so than a man, generally speaking. So when they experience an overwhelming amount of work, or they witness or see injustice being done, or a woman will see lack of leadership on the part of a man, many women ask themselves, why would a loving God allow these things to happen? It's basic psychology. One of the greatest struggles of faith that a woman might undergo is the general thought that if I was a man, I could do it better. And that is truly the definition of feminism that we see in today's world. And these struggles that men experience, these struggles that women experience, these go right back to Adam and Eve. We could blame it on them. But I would be willing to bet a lot of it, a lot of the lack of faith that we see, and especially the youth today, and young people, a lot of that lack of faith comes from the fact that they don't see enough role models, men and women, of deep faith. Children who don't see their parents with a habit of prayer, they don't see their parents with a habit of spiritual reading, they are not naturally inclined to pick up a good habit of prayer or spiritual reading. Because children, children have fallen human nature, and they naturally take the path of least resistance in everything. And if the practice of our faith is presented to a child as just a chore, if it's presented as a chore, the child will resent it. Faith must be presented as something absolutely necessary, something that's fulfilling, deeply fulfilling. In fact, the only thing that will fulfill you as a human being is your faith, your spiritual life. Everything else will pass away, but your union with God, your love of God, that is what takes you into the next life. And so we see that if you don't exercise your faith becomes weak. It's kind of like a muscle. If you don't exercise the muscle, it weakens, and you could even lose it if you don't use it at all. And so we see that it's not God's fault that men lack faith. It's not his fault at all. He gives it as a free gift to everyone who is there to accept it. He gives it out. Then what is the reason why we lack such faith? The reason is we simply don't want it. God gives it, but we don't want it. The proofs are there. We have to remind ourselves of these things continually. It's the whole point of preaching and sermons and reading the epistle and gospel. The whole point of these things is to draw our minds to the proof of the gospel. The proof that we should be giving everything in our day to overcome sin and our temptations. The proofs are there. Christ gave us miracles and prophecies. He is the fulfillment of 2,000 years of prophecies, and he performed many miracles. And so why are we so slow to value the truths of our faith? Why are we so slow to appreciate it? Because unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe. Unless you see it with your eyes, you don't believe it. All we have before us right now, generally, is we hear it. We hear it. We hear it on Sunday. We hear it in spiritual reading. We hear it in these things. But we don't see it, per se. We don't see those miracles. We just hear them. And that is exactly the message of the gospel today. Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe. And our Lord, he presented this concept to this royal official. The royal official goes to our Lord seeking our Lord to come and heal his son. And our Lord, he tests this man. Our Lord can do all things. He heals this man's son, but he doesn't go there and do it in person, like this man is expecting him to need to do. Our Lord says, he's healed, you can go home. That man had no tangible proof other than, and we say this in a general way, other than the word of God. He had no tangible proof that his son was actually healed. All he had was the word of God. We can't say just all, because the word of God means everything. But that is the same thing that we have. We don't see miracles. We don't, generally. We don't see the fulfillment of prophecy. We might, maybe. But generally speaking, we don't have these things in front of us in our day-to-day life. And that's the ultimate test of faith, is believing without seeing. We know this royal official, he was rewarded. His faith was rewarded. He passed the test. The gospel says that he and himself believed, and his whole household. And that is the power of faith. That is the reward that comes with faith. We may not understand all things, but we have to strive to want to know more, and God will reward that. God will show us if we are willing to put ourselves out there and ask. So on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, let us reflect on the necessity tenacity of faith, how men and women struggle differently with faith. And we should analyze ourselves with regard to this. We should examine our conscience. Where do I struggle the most with regard to my faith? Where am I weak? Why am I weak? Is it because I don't exercise my faith enough? Is it because I don't pray enough? Is it because I don't pray with devotion? Where is it in our life? We must analyze ourselves. So on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, let us reflect on these words. Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.